happy at the end of the day. You know, in 2008, when the recession began in the month of September, in January I was in Davos, and one of the topics, you know, people were… recession had hit and people had lost money. So these are the leaders, economic leaders. Well, these 2,000 people manage almost 80% of the world's economy. And many of them are very… looking very depressed. And one of the topics that they gave me to handle there was recession and depression. So I was just talking to them and I was telling them, recession is bad enough, do you need to be depressed also? Then they said, how not to be depressed, we lost billions of dollars. So, then I was telling them this aspect. Why I'm saying this is because it's very relevant even today, and unless we address it, there'll be no solution. See, the way we have structured our economy right now is, the way the economic engine is driving right now is, if it does not work, we'll be depressed. If it works, we'll be damned. Why I'm saying this is, today, living Earth, that group, Living Planet or Living Earth, that group, what they're saying is, if all the 7 billion people on this planet achieve the kind of lifestyles that an average American citizen has, we need 4.5 planets to live on. So we don't have 4.5, we have only one. So the way we have structured the economic module is, if it does not work, we'll be depressed. If it works, we'll be damned. I think it's better you are depressed. So, the reason why we are driving like this is, human being is not in search of money. Human being is not in search of comfort. Human being is not in search of something else. A human being is in search of happiness and fulfillment. So right now, because we have set material goals for this, we think if we get this much money or this much property or this much power, we will be. But the very nature of human longing is such, it does not matter how much you get, you want to go to the next step. Whoever you may be, wherever you may be, whatever your boundaries are right now, there is something within you which is longing to break the boundary. So if you actually look at the human longing, you would very clearly see that actually a human being is aspiring to become boundless.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the boundary, he wants to break that and go beyond that. Through physical means, you're trying to achieve it. That is what the economy or the economic structure, whatever kind of economic structures we come up with, is coming from this fundamental flaw. That is, through physical means, we are trying to become boundless. But the very nature of physicality is, the basis of physicality is that there is a defined boundary. You can call this a physical body only because there is a defined boundary. If there was no boundary, you could not call this a physical body.
Mm-hmm.
The basis of physicality is a defined boundary. But now human beings are longing to be boundless through mm-hmm. physical means.
Mm-hmm.
It is a hopeless condition.
Mm-hmm.
If it works, we are destroyed. If it does not work, we'll be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless there is a spiritual evolution, evolution is not good. Unless there is a spiritual revolution on this planet,
mm-hmm.
that human beings are joyful and fulfilled by their own nature, they'll do economy as it's needed for their
mm-hmm.
external well-being. Unless that happens, all economies are either going to fail, or if they succeed, we'll be destroyed. We don't need a bomb. I want you to know this. This planet is not going to be destroyed because of a bomb, or water, or ice, or fire. It is going to be destroyed when the economy is successful.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate, isn't it? Every human being longs for success.
Mm-hmm.
But now our ideas of success are set in such a hopeless manner that if we succeed, we will be damned. If we fail, we'll be depressed because failure is not something any human being relishes. We want to succeed. So we have to set a different mode of success for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Our idea of success, our experience of success has to be altered. If we do not do this, our success will be our destruction.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad way to handle life.
You said if economy succeeds, then we are destroyed. But in my opinion, there cannot be a world without an economy also.
I'm not saying that. See, I said economy is just one aspect of our life. It must be conducted as it is necessary for us. It should not be the driving force behind the nature of our life. Right now, economy is the driving force. Everything about our life is determined by our economy, isn't it? That's not how it should be. Our way of being, how we should structure our societies, everything should be done. Human consciousness should shape the human society. Right now, human social needs are shaping human consciousness, which is a topsy-turvy way of handling. The roots are in the air, the branches are in the ground. A tree will not grow like that.